You're listening to NWPB. Uprooting your life and moving to a new country is daunting, especially if you end up thousands of miles away from where you intended to settle. In StoryCorps Northwest, Beryl Goto of Quincy talks with her friend Harriet Weber of the Quincy Valley Historical Society about how her family immigrated.
So, Beryl, tell us a little bit about where you were born and what it was like where you were born.
Well, I was born in London, England, and I feel like my real life started when we came to the United States. Can I tell you a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
We have to go back, actually, to the Second World War. My grandmother, during the war in England, the Battle of Britain, the Blitz, it was over her head. There were actual Nazis in planes bombing them. The city was pretty much destroyed, and a lot of the docks were destroyed too. But she had a very dear Jewish friend, and they were very concerned because they thought that America wasn't in the war yet. Europe had fallen, and they were concerned, of course, that Britain would fall. And so my grandmother started making arrangements to dig under her kitchen to the cellar to hide this family, this man and wife and child. Fortunately, they never did invade England. And then fast forward, this couple, Mr. and Mrs. Pepper, emigrated to America, to Florida. And she was back visiting my grandmother, and my grandmother told her that her daughter wanted to go to the United States with her family, but couldn't because it didn't have any sponsors. So Mrs. Pepper went back to Florida, and she talked to her son-in-law, Ben Siegel, told him the story. And Ben came to her later and said, I will sponsor that family. So we came, we landed November 3rd, I think, in 1963 into New York. Because of the kindness of my grandmother and this kindness of this Jewish couple, we ended up being able to emigrate to the United States.
When you emigrated, was it you and your mother or were there others with you?
Oh, well, my father had already come. He was supposed to go to Florida. But we got a letter, and he said he was in Seattle. And we thought, where's Seattle? So we looked all over the map in Florida, no Seattle. We finally found Seattle, about as far away as from Miami as you could get. My mom said, oh, we'll fix that. When we get there, we'll move. But anyway, we came to Seattle and ended up staying. Loved it.
So how long of a journey was it? And how did you get to the United States?
We came on the old Queen Elizabeth liner. I think it was about 6 days. We hit the tail end of a hurricane coming over, but it didn't bother us. We had sea legs.
And how old were you?
I was 16.
16?
16.
So, okay, so that must have been very difficult to leave your friends.
It was very difficult. It was a very difficult time for me. That was the only time in my life, I think, that I've ever been sad, because I was very lonely for a couple of years, didn't make friends. So it wasn't easy, but I went back to England after about 18 months, and after being there for a few weeks, I realized I wouldn't belong there anymore. You can't go back.
What was different when you went back? I mean, why did you feel like...
Everything was so small. Everything was just so very small. The cars were small. My friends had moved on. Mm. It was like I didn't belong there anymore. America was so vast. We came across from New York to Seattle by train. And I remember never sleeping. We had a little sleeper car and looking at the scenery and the wonders of this country. It was so vast and big and beautiful. And I thought, no, this is where I belong. Mm-hmm. So I came back to America and loved it. And this is my home. So I always say that I'm British by birth and American by choice.
Mm, that's a great way to put it.
Mm-hmm. That was Beryl Goto of Quincy and Harriet Weber of the Quincy Valley Historical Society. This StoryCorps Northwest was recorded in the Society's Heritage Barn as part of NWPB's centennial celebration.